This episode of the Ageless and Awesome podcast is sponsored by the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. As a woman in the modern world, our hormones are taking a battering. They're impacted by the food we eat, the toxins we're exposed to, such as when we eat out of plastic takeaway containers, or even worse, reheat food in them. Please don't do this. If you're handling FPOS receipts, filling the car with fuel, eating non-organic produce that hasn't been washed effectively, plus so much more things add to our toxic load every day. Even though our bodies are designed to effectively manage toxins, they haven't evolved as quickly as our toxic world has, unfortunately. So our body does need support. Symptoms such as stubborn weight gain, fatigue, disrupted periods, irritability, and gut health issues can be a sign that you'd benefit from a gentle detox. And that's why I developed the Radiant Reset Hormone Detox Guide for Perimenopausal Women. This free guide has an abundance of information to get you started on your very own DIY detox. And if you'd like to upgrade to VIP, it's only $47 for a limited time. I used to sell this program for $247. The upgrade gives you the recipes, including plenty of plant-based options, the meal planner, the shopping list template, the video workshop, and so much more. Click the link in the show notes to learn more now. Take care of your hormones. They are a critical part of your health as a woman. Hi, I'm Susie Garden, and this is the Ageless and Awesome podcast. I'm an age-defying naturopath and clinical nutritionist, and I'm here to bust myths around women's health and aging so that you can be ageless and awesome in your 40s, 50s, and beyond. The Ageless and Awesome podcast is dedicated to helping women through perimenopause and menopause with great health, a positive mindset, and outrageous confidence. Hit subscribe or follow now, and let's get started. Hello, gorgeous one, and welcome to Q&A Thursday with me, Susie. And this week's question is from Melissa from Perth. And she wrote me quite a long question, a paragraph, but essentially the crux of it was, how do I manage my emotions in perimenopause? Melissa was describing how shocked she's been that she can just cry at the drop of a hat. And it's really unlike her. And she feels a little bit kind of, I guess, upset and lost about how to manage this. And you know, Melissa, you are not alone. I've experienced this myself, and it's so weird. I remember last year, I can't remember how long it was now, but I was trying to do up a necklace. Like literally, that's all I was doing, trying to do up a necklace, and I couldn't get it done up. And I started crying because I was just so frustrated about it. And it's not the only time that has happened, that it's just like these tears come out of nowhere, generally in a frustrating kind of situation. And as much as I'm laughing now about it, at the time when I was experiencing it felt very real and very distressing. And so I wanted to address this in this Q&A episode today, because I'm sure that it's not just Melissa and myself, and you are not going crazy. I have described, and perimenopause has been described by many, many experts in the field as second puberty, and it's exactly what it is. You know, we have these fluctuating hormones, specifically estrogen, is fluctuating, very similar to what happens in puberty as a teenager. And if you do have teenage girls in the house, you probably understand exactly what I'm talking about with the mood swings and the crying and all of the things. And this can happen to us women in our 40s and 50s going through perimenopause. And I guess the thing is, once you know what the cause is, then you can do something about it. So that is probably one, if I'm looking at some hot tips on how to manage it, the first one is to actually recognize that this is what's going on. You know, I speak to loads and loads of women about PMS, and we always have a bit of a laugh that, you know, you can have periods for 30 plus years and you still don't recognize PMS when it's happening to you. I feel like with a perimenopause kind of mood swing, sometimes you can recognize that this is because of hormonal swings, but sometimes you may not be able to, in that moment, actually see that. But regardless, if you are having an emotional time and you think to yourself, God, all I'm trying to do is do up a necklace. Why am I crying? Pretty much it's going to be because of hormones. And so don't beat yourself up. That's number one. Don't beat yourself up. Any emotion that you're having is real. And so acknowledge that. You don't need to call yourself, you know, different names and belittle yourself. None of that is going to be helpful. Just recognizing and calling it out for what it is, hormones, second puberty, is helpful to help give you some context around what's going on. And just on that, just stop any of the negative self-talk that then comes up. You know, I know for myself, when that was, I'm like, what are you doing? You're such an idiot. Why are you crying? I was trying to get a necklace done up. But it's not helpful to call yourself an idiot. And so really stopping negative self-talk in its tracks. And this is something that I have spent over a long period of time, a lot of time working through this and really catching myself with any negative self-talk and just reframe it. You know, you're not an idiot. If we use that example, it's really difficult to get on a necklace when you have fingernails and when you're doing it behind your back or behind your neck. So, you know, that's a thing. So stop any of that negative self-talk and reframe it. You know, this is just a hormonal change or a hormonal surge, and there is nothing wrong with you. It's just a natural part of being part of this age group. One of my big things that are very, it's so helpful just to breathe. Just breathe. Take a nice deep breath in and out. When I used to be a nurse and I did a couple of stints in the emergency room, that is one of the first things we say to the majority of patients is, okay, let's just take a couple of nice, slow, deep breaths. Let's just take control of the breathing because it's part of our stress response. And it is probably the only part of our stress response we have absolute voluntary control over. And once you take control of your breath, that sends a message to the hypothalamus in your brain that the threat is gone. And it can really decrease the amount of distress that you feel when you take back control of your breath. So even if you are crying, if you're upset, if you're angry, whatever the emotion is, if you can catch it, try and reframe it into something a little more positive, or at least acknowledging the context of what's going on, and then take a couple of nice deep breaths. That definitely will ground you and help you settle. And that is a really important part of this as well. But you know what? Often with these small little things that set us off with an emotional response, often that is just the tip of the iceberg, right? Often there are so many other things going on in our lives, and then this one little thing, such as doing up the necklace or being unable to do it, can just be that absolute straw that breaks the camel's back and results in that emotional response. So managing your stress so that you're not getting to that point will help. Even though this is hormonally driven, we know that estrogen and cortisol interact with each other. So if our cortisol levels are high, which is what happens when we're in stress response, that is going to impact your estrogen even more on top of what the other impact of perimenopause is. So by managing our stress, it really helps keep our hormones in check. So just whatever you can do to manage your stress, and that can be anything that brings you joy. That can be having a formal meditation practice, doing yoga, spending time in nature, moving your body. Just having that mindfulness around stress in terms of recognizing it and having some good easy, simple strategies in place, ideally on a daily basis, even if you're not feeling stressed, still doing your meditation, still doing, I don't know, dancing in your office, still doing something that helps to relax you, just keeps your baseline low so that when stressful things happen, you are in a better place to manage it. Another thing, and this might seem a little bit left field, is to have a look at what foods might be contributing to or triggering these emotional outbursts. Because sometimes that could be the food that you're eating, and particularly if you're having processed foods that may have preservatives in them, they really can impact your mood in not a good way. So that's one of the things when I'm working with women in the GLOW protocol, is no processed foods for the first 4 weeks of the program. And that's when the body really starts to bring itself back into balance and when you can really notice the impact of processed foods on your mind as well as on your body. So if you're finding that you are getting some of these emotional kind of outbursts, whether it be anger, whether it be crying, whether it be low mood, anxiety, they're probably the most common ones. Really have a look at what you're eating. Are you eating a lot of package type foods or takeaways? Or are you having lots of fresh, lean proteins and lots of fresh veggies and fruits and things like that? Because if you do find, I actually had a Thai takeaway and that, you know, the night before, and then the next morning you're crying over putting your necklace on, that could be a link. So tracking that a little bit, if you are noticing yourself getting a bit emotional, and particularly if you're at the stage of perimenopause where you're actually not getting a cycle, where you're not getting a period, and so you don't really know where you're at in your cycle. Foods can often dramatically impact our moods. So I hope that's been helpful today. I'll just recap. So managing these emotions, firstly, don't beat yourself up. Give yourself some context as to what's going on. Stop any negative self-talk and reframe it. Breathe. Manage your stress. And also have a look at what foods you've eaten in the previous sort of 12 to 24 hours and see if you notice any patterns on an ongoing basis of whether certain foods might actually be impacting your emotions. So that's all I've got for you today, Melissa. I hope this helps. It's really unfortunate we get these emotional outbursts. As I said, I've experienced it myself. It's not fun. It can be very distressing, particularly if you're not making that connection between the hormonal aspect of this and what's actually happening. So I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. Have a great weekend, and I'll be back next Tuesday with my longer form pod. If you've got any ideas for topics, love to hear from you. If you'd love to leave me a 5-star review, even better. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today on the Ageless and Awesome podcast. If you liked today's episode, please make sure you click the little plus button if you're on Apple Podcasts, or the follow button if you're on Spotify, so that you can get each new episode delivered to you every single week. If you like free stuff, and who doesn't, then head over to susiegarden.com and grab my 8 essential age-defying secrets every woman over 40 should know right now. Or if you'd like to continue the discussion, head over to Instagram and DM me at Susie Garden Wellness. I'd love to connect with you.